This week we celebrate Holy Week. It's the week leading up to Easter Sunday.
本周我们一起来庆祝圣周，这是通过复活节主日的一周。
Today is Palm Sunday when we celebrate Jesus entering Jerusalem.
今天是棕树节，我们庆祝耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
On Friday we will celebrate Good Friday, the day that Jesus was killed on the cross for our sins.
这周五我们将庆祝受难节，这一天耶稣为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Then next Sunday we will celebrate Easter when Jesus came back from the dead.
下周日我们将庆祝耶稣从死里复活，那是复活节。
At the beginning of this week, I was thinking about what to preach for today, and I found out some terrible news.
在本周刚开始的时候，我正在考虑今天讲到的内容，可是我听到了一些可怕的消息。
One of my former youth had committed suicide.
我以前的教会一个年轻人，他自杀了。
I'll be mentioning her throughout the sermon. I won't use her name, so I'll just call her V.
我将在今天的讲道中提到她，我不会用她的名字，所以我就叫她 V.
I've been trying to process her death this week with lots of questions.
这周我一直都在试着去思考他的死讯。
Why did she do it?
他为什么要这样做？
Did she have support or help?
他有得到身边人的支持与帮助吗？
How did she do it?
他是怎么做到的？
Were there signs that she was suicidal?
是否有一些迹象表明他有这些倾向？
Her death is a tragedy and my heart hurts.
他的死是一个悲剧，我的心很痛。
I spent some time sharing memories and photos on her Facebook wall and seeing what others have been saying too.
我花了一些时间在她的脸书上分享关于她的一些往事与照片，也看到其他人的分享。
It was good to see how she's touched other people with her love, but painful to think that she's gone.
在脸书上可以看到她是如何用她的爱去感动她身边的人，但想到她的离去，我就很痛苦。
As I thought about Palm Sunday, something stood out and gave me comfort and hope.
但我想到棕树节时，我又有了些许的安慰和希望。
I hope you'll find hope in today's message too.
我希望你也能在今天的信息中找到希望。
We'll be looking at what the people shouted when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
我们一起来看一下耶稣进入耶路撒冷时，人们是怎么呼喊的。
The Bible is one large story, and since we just finished Ephesians in our Bible study group, I will use the passage in Ephesians to support today's points.
圣经是一个庞大的故事。由于我们的圣经学习小组刚刚完成了以弗所书，所以我今天会用以弗所书的一段话来支持今天我的观点。
Jesus had been teaching and preaching and healing for about 3 years.
耶稣那时候已经大约花了三年的时间四处教导讲道和医治众人。
Many people in Israel are already excited about him.
以色列许多人对他的到来感到很兴奋。
Jesus came to Jerusalem when Jews from all over came to celebrate Passover.
耶稣来到耶路撒冷时各地的犹太人都来庆祝逾越节。
Here is a quick refresher of what Passover is.
让我们简单复习一下什么是逾越节。
People celebrated Passover to remember when God saved his people from slavery in Egypt.
那时候人们庆祝逾越节是为了纪念神把他的子民从埃及的奴役中拯救出来。
Almost 2,000 years before Jesus' time, the Israelites moved to Egypt and lived there for about 400 years.
在耶稣的时代之前近2000年以色列人迁往埃及在那里生活了400年。
During those 400 years, the Israelites grew from one family to become more and more people.
在那400年里，以色列人不断地繁衍壮大。
The Egyptians made the Israelite slaves and treated them cruelly.
埃及人使以色列人成为他们的奴隶，残酷地对待了他们。
The Israelites called out to God for help to save them from slavery.
以色列人向神求救，希望神能把他们从奴役中拯救出来。
God sent a man named Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
于是神派了一个叫摩西的人把以色列人带出了埃及。
To do that, God sent 10 plagues to prove that God was more powerful than the Egyptian gods.
为了做到这一点，神引发了十场灾难，以证明神比埃及的神灵更强大。
The 10 plagues include turning the Nile River into blood, and supernaturally heavy hail, and blocking out the sun.
这实灾包括了把尼罗河变成雪，以及超自然的大冰雹和遮挡住太阳。
On the night of the 10th plague, God told the Israelites to get ready.
在第十灾的晚上，神告诉以色列人要做好准备。
He was going to punish the Egyptians by killing their firstborn sons, but God provided a way for the Israelites' firstborn sons to be passed over.
他要通过杀死埃及人的长子来惩罚埃及人，但神为以色列人的长子提供了一个方法，让他们得以被逾越过。
After the plague, the ruler of Egypt and the Egyptians wanted the Israelites to leave Egypt.
那场瘟疫过后，埃及的统治者和埃及人都希望以色列人离开埃及。
The Israelites left Egypt for the promised land.
以色列人离开了埃及，前往应许之地。
God told the Israelites to celebrate the Passover so they would remember him.
神告诉以色列人要庆祝逾越节，以此纪念。
Fast forward 1500 years to Jesus' time.
大约1500年后就到了耶稣的时代。
The people still celebrated Passover, but they were being ruled by another nation.
以色列人依然庆祝逾越节，但他们被另外一个国家所统治。
In the few hundred years before Jesus' time, God's people had been conquered by Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, and Greeks.
在耶稣时代的之前的几百年里，神的子民曾被亚述人、巴比伦人、波斯人、希腊人征服过。
Now they were under the Romans.
当时他们就在罗马人的统治下。
They paid heavy taxes to corrupt tax officials.
他们向腐败的税务官员支付着沉重的税款。
The Roman Empire assigned governors and kings to rule over the Jewish people.
罗马帝国指派了总督和国王来统治犹太人。
Some of these rulers were extremely cruel and evil.
这些统治者中有些人是极其的残忍和邪恶的。
Roman soldiers were stationed in cities to make sure they obeyed.
罗马的士兵驻扎在各个城市，确保以色列人服从命令。
The Jewish people wanted God to save them again.
犹太人民希望神再次拯救他们。
When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people shouted, "Hosanna!"
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷时，人们高呼何塞纳。
They didn't just yell it once; they kept shouting it.
他们不仅是喊了一次，他们一直在喊。
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!
何塞纳！何塞纳！何塞纳！
Imagine hundreds of people shouting it over and over again.
可以想象一下，成千上百的人一遍一遍的去呼喊着。
The word Hosanna is from the Greek word Hosanna.
Hosanna 这个词来自希腊语。
That's from the Greek version of the Hebrew word Hoshea.
这是希伯来语 Hoshea 的希腊的版本。
It means save us.
它的意思是拯救我们。
What they shouted is from Psalm 118, 25, and 26.
他们在呼叫的是这个诗篇十一百一十八的二十五到二十六。
Lord, save us, Hosanna! Lord, please grant us success. He who comes in the name of the Lord is blessed.
诗篇一一八二十五，耶和华求你拯救，耶和华求你使我们亨通，奉耶和华名来的应当称颂。
In Psalm 118, the people are calling on God to save them.
在这个诗篇118中，人们在呼唤神来拯救他们。
And so God's people called out to God, Hosanna, save us!
于是神的子民就向神呼喊 Hosanna, 拯救我们。
These people saw Jesus as the person God sent to save them.
这些人把耶稣看作是神派来拯救他们的那个人。
The Jewish people thought their biggest need was to be saved from the Roman Empire, and they wanted a Jewish king to rule.
犹太人认为他们最大的需求就是要从一个人被从罗马帝国手中拯救出来。他们有一个希望有一个犹太的国王来统治他们。
But Jesus came to save them from something even greater.
但耶稣来却是为了从更大的程度上来拯救他们。
The people needed to be saved from the punishment of their sins.
人们需要的是从罪的惩罚中得到拯救。
As Paul writes in Ephesians 2:1-3, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, and we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。我们从前也都在他们中间，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Before we came to Jesus, we walked according to the ways of this world.
在我们都还没有认识耶稣前，我们按照这个世界的方式在行走。
We didn't do what God wanted us to do, and we did what God didn't want us to do.
我们都没有按照神的意愿来行事。
Instead of thinking about what God wanted, we'd rather follow old traditions or new trends.
与其思考神有什么要求，我们宁愿遵循旧的传统，或者是新的一些趋势。
Instead of loving our neighbors, we loved ourselves and ignored others' needs.
我们没有爱我们的邻居，而是更爱自己，忽视了别人的需求。
We were spiritually dead, meaning we couldn't change or save ourselves.
我们在精神上是死的，因为我们无法改变或拯救自己。
The people shouted for God to save them from the Roman Empire, but they really needed God to save them from their sins.
人们呼喊着，神把他们从罗马帝国中拯救出来吧，但是他们真正需要的是神把他们从罪恶中拯救出来。
They wanted to be free from their physical problems, but their spiritual problem was much worse.
他们想从被物质世界的问题中去解救出来，但是他们灵里的问题却是更加的严重。
Because we all sin, we are all children of wrath.
因为我们都有罪，所以我们都是愤怒的孩子。
Since we all break God's laws, we deserve God's punishment.
因为我们都违反了神的律法，所以我们都应该受到神的惩罚。
You can imagine the punishment people deserve for breaking human laws.
你们可以想象人们因违反人类的律法受到的惩罚。
Now imagine the punishment for breaking God's perfect laws.
现在再想象一下，那违反神完美的律法会受到怎样的惩罚。
We don't treat God as important as he deserves to be treated.
我们都忽视了神的重要性。
We harm other people that are created by God when we gossip or say hurtful words.
当我们说闲话或是说伤人的话时，我们伤害了其他也是由神创造的人。
We ignore God's mission in the world to pursue our own thing.
我们无视神给我们的一些命令，追求做自己要做的事情。
Not just once or twice, but often many times a day for an entire lifetime.
不是一次两次，而是经常每天都如此做。
How much greater the punishment should be?
这样的惩罚应该是有多大呢？
I knew V because she was one of my church youth many years ago.
我认识那个 V 是因为多年前他是我教会中的一位青年。
She knew she needed forgiveness, so she called out to God to save her and forgive her.
他知道他自己需要去被宽恕，所以他呼求神拯救他、宽恕他。
Her life wasn't easy, and she struggled, but she knew her sins were forgiven.
他的生活并不容易，他也在挣扎，但他知道他的罪已经被赦免了。
What do you need to be saved from?
那你需要从哪方面得到拯救呢？
Take a look at what you've been praying about lately.
想一想你最近都是在祈祷一些什么。
If you don't pray, what have you been daydreaming or longing for?
如果你没有祈祷，那你是一直在白天在想什么，或者在渴望着什么？
Students, you've probably been praying for God to save you from your tests and make summer break come sooner.
学生们，你们可能一直在祈求神把你们从考试中拯救出来，让暑假快点过来吧。
Working adults, you may be praying for God to save you from your boss or your long hours or low salary and give you a better job.
那工作的成年人，你们可能是在祈求神把你从你的老板或者是长时间的工作或者是很低的工资里边拯救出来。让你得到一份更好的工作。
Maybe you want God to save you from singleness and loneliness.
也许你是想让神把你从单身或者是孤独中拯救出来。
It's okay to pray for those things, but you have a bigger thing to be saved from.
为这些事情祷告是可以的，但你有更大的需要被拯救。
If we die without being saved from our sins, we will be punished for everything we've done.
如果我们死后没有从罪中得到拯救，我们将为我们所做的一切的罪而受到惩罚。
Do your sins make you call out to Jesus to save you?
你的罪是否让你去呼唤耶稣来拯救你？
There was a group of Jewish people that Jesus frequently had conflicts with called the Pharisees.
有一群犹太人，耶稣经常与他们发生一些冲突，他们叫做法利赛人。
They thought if they followed God's law perfectly, they could save themselves.
他们认为如果他们完全遵守神的律法，就能拯救自己。
On the outside, they looked good, but their hearts were rotten.
法利赛人他们的外表看起来是很好的，但他们的内心其实是腐烂的。
People saw them and thought they were spiritually alive, but they were dead on the inside.
别人看到他们时，认为他们在精神上、在灵命上是活的，但是他们其实内心是死的。
The Pharisees thought they were so holy and righteous, but their actions were done from selfish motives to make themselves look good.
法利赛人认为他们是非常的公义与圣洁，但他们的行为是出于很自私的动机，使他们自己看上去很好。
The Pharisees couldn't do anything to save themselves. In fact, their attempts were full of sin.
法利赛人也不能做任何的事情来拯救他们自己。事实上，他们的那些尝试都充满了罪恶。
One of the worst problems in churches is people thinking that they can save themselves too.
在教会中最糟糕的一个问题就是人们认为他们能够自己拯救自己。
If I do good, I must be good, and God won't punish me.
如果我做的是好事，那我一定是好的，神不会惩罚我。
If I attend worship service, dress well, and act right in front of church people, I'm okay.
如果我来参加礼拜，穿得好，在教会的人面前都表现得很好，那我就没事了。
If my kids behave well in church and at school, they must be right in God's eyes.
如果我的孩子在教会、学校表现良好，他们在神的眼中一定也是很好的。
I used to think that way.
我曾经就这么想。
I behaved well in front of church people and answered all the questions in Sunday school.
我在教会的人面前都表现得非常的良好，在主日学里边也回答所有的问题。
I was the church pianist and taught classes and set up the fellowship hall for lunch and babysat children and was polite and helped clean.
我是教会的这个司琴，我教大家上课，为午餐布置。那个大厅照看其他小朋友，很有礼貌，也帮助最后打扫卫生。
Everyone thought I was such a good Christian.
每个人都认为我是一个很好的基督徒。
People used to tell my mom that I was such a perfect son, but on the inside I was dead.
人们经常告诉我妈妈说我是一个这么完美的一个儿子，但其实我的内心已经死了。
When I was outside of church, I was a totally different person.
当我在教堂外时，我就是一个完全不一样的人。
I easily got angry and impatient at home.
我在家里就很容易生气和不耐烦。
I didn't spend personal time with God.
我也没有花很多时间与神相处。
I only prayed to God when I had a big test or wanted something really badly.
我只有在遇到重大的考验或者非常想要的一些东西的时候才向神祷告。
I couldn't save myself by being a good person.
我没有办法通过做一个好人来拯救自己。
I still deserved God's punishment, and I was stuck.
我仍然应该是得到神的惩罚的，我就这样子被困住了。
But thankfully, Jesus didn't come to watch us save ourselves.
但是我们值得庆幸的是，耶稣并不是来看着我们自己来救自己的。
Next week, we'll celebrate Good Friday and Easter.
下周我们将庆祝受难日和复活节。
Please come for our Good Friday service this Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and join us for our Easter service next Sunday.
请来参加本周五上午10到11点的受难日礼拜，并参加下周日的复活节礼拜。
We'll go into more detail about what Jesus did and what he promises in those services.
我们将在这些礼拜中更详细地去介绍耶稣他所做的事情和他对我们的承诺。
But I will lay out the main idea here.
我将在此阐述一下主要的观点。
Jesus came and lived a perfect life.
耶稣来了，他的一生是完美的。
He had a perfect record without any sin against God.
他有一个完美的记录，没有任何冒犯神的罪行。
Jesus took on our punishment by dying on the cross.
耶稣通过死在十字架上承担了我们的惩罚。
If we believe in Jesus, our punishment has been paid for, and Jesus gives us His perfect record and new life.
如果我们相信耶稣，我们的惩罚就已经得到了补偿。耶稣把他的完美的记录给了我们，也给了我们新的生命。
Why would Jesus save us?
耶稣为什么要拯救我们？
Why would He forgive us if we don't deserve it?
如果我们这么不值得的原谅，他为什么要原谅我们？
In Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love that He had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace.
以弗所书二章四到五、八到九，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
God is rich in mercy.
神有丰富的怜悯。
Showing mercy is when you don't give someone something they deserve.
施行怜悯是指你不给别人，不给别人他们应得，你给别人他们不应得的东西。
God doesn't enjoy punishing evil, but He must, because He is just and righteous.
神不喜欢惩罚罪恶、邪恶，但他必须要这样做，因为他是公正和公义的。
So Jesus took on our punishment so we could be forgiven.
因此，耶稣来承担了我们的惩罚，使我们能够得到宽恕。
Why did God do this?
神为什么要这样做？
Because of His great love for us.
因为他对我们的大爱。
God loves us even though we disobeyed Him.
神爱我们，因为我们即使我们从来不服从于他。
We are saved because of grace.
我们得救是因为恩典。
Grace is getting something we don't deserve.
恩典是去得到那些我们不应该得到的东西。
The only thing we deserve is punishment for our sins, but God saves us because He loves us.
我们唯一应该得到的是对我们的罪的惩罚，但神拯救我们是因为他爱我们。
When I think of V's death, I think this point brings the most comfort to me.
当我想到 V 他自杀的时候，我想到这一点可以给我带来最大的安慰。
Someone might say that she killed herself, so she doesn't deserve to be forgiven.
有人可能说她是自杀的，所以她不值得被宽恕。
I agree, she does not deserve to be forgiven. But neither do we or anyone else.
我同意，她不配得到神的宽恕和爱，但是我们和其他人也都不配。
All sin deserves God's punishment.
所有的罪都应该受到神的惩罚。
If we just lie, cheat, or steal once, we deserve God's punishment.
如果我们只是撒谎、欺骗、偷窃，哪怕只是一次，我们就应该受到神的惩罚。
If we're selfish with the money or time God gives us, we deserve God's punishment.
如果我们自私地使用神给我们的金钱或者是时间的时候，我们也该受到神的惩罚。
If we value people's opinions or tradition or anything else more than we value God, we deserve God's punishment.
如果我们重视别人的意见或者是传统，甚至是任何东西高于重视神，我们就应该受到神的惩罚。
Every time we skip out on spending time with God to play on our phones or to watch Netflix, we deserve God's punishment.
每当我们跳过去与神相处的那个时间，去用手机或者是去看一些网上的小电影，我们就应该受到神的惩罚。
You're right. V does not deserve God's forgiveness, but God is gracious.
你是对的， V 不配得到神的宽恕，但神是有恩典的。
Jesus offers forgiveness to people that don't deserve it.
耶稣为不配得宽恕的人提供了宽恕。
A lot of people believe that suicide is an unforgivable sin, but that's nowhere in the Bible.
有很多人认为说自杀是一个不可饶恕的罪，但这在圣经里是并不存在的。
Many people believe you need to do things to make up for the sins, like going to confession or doing penance.
很多人认为你应该去做一些 需要去做一些事情来弥补你的罪，比如说去做一些忏悔。
By committing suicide, you don't have a chance to pay for your sins.
那是自杀了，你就没有机会去为你的罪去付出一些代价。
But that idea goes against the Bible.
但这个想法是与圣经是不符的。
We're forgiven by Jesus' grace and what he did on the cross.
我们被耶稣的恩典和他在十字架上所做的事所宽恕。
Paul writes that our forgiveness is a gift that we can't work for.
保罗写道，我们的宽恕是一个礼物，不是我们自己的努力得来的。
All we do to be forgiven is believe in Jesus.
我们为了得到宽恕，能做的就是要去相信耶稣。
Yes, when we sin, we should repent from those sins and do what we can to make up for our actions. But in God's eyes, we are forgiven and saved.
是的，如果我们犯了罪，我们应该从这些罪行中忏悔。并做我们能做的事情来弥补我们之前的行为，但在神的眼里，我们已经被宽恕和拯救了。
And Jesus must save us before we can do any of those things.
在我们能够做任何这些事之前，耶稣必须要先拯救我们。
Some of you may think that you need to clean your life up before you can come to Jesus.
有些人会认为说，你们自己要先把自己的生活整理好。再来到神的面前。
You need to stop using profanity or start reading your Bible first.
你先要把话不要说一些脏话，或者不要做一些不对的事情，或者开始阅读圣经。
Once you live a good enough life, then you feel safe to call on Jesus to save you.
一旦你的生活变得足够好了，那么你就会觉得很安全了，你就可以通过呼唤耶稣来拯救你。
It's as if we need to pay a down payment for Jesus to save us.
这就好像我们需要为耶稣拯救我们先付一个首付一样。
But none of our salvation is worked for because it's a gift.
但是我们的救赎都不是因为我们自己的工作得着的，它就是一个礼物。
If I work for a gift, it's not a gift anymore. It's a payment.
如果我为了这份礼物去工作，那这就不是礼物了，它就是一种付款。
Some of you might be thinking, but Jonathan, she committed suicide. Doesn't that mean she lost faith in Jesus?
你们中有一些人也可能会想 ，Jonathan， 他是自杀的，这不意味着他对耶稣就失去了信心了吗
？I don't know what happened with V that led to her to commit suicide.
我不知道 V 到底发生了什么导致他自杀。
I will agree that what she did was wrong and terrible and a sin.
我同意他的所作所为绝对是错的。是可怕的，也是一种罪。
I will agree that there is no justification for committing suicide.
我同意，自杀是没有理由的。
She was tempted and tragically fell into that temptation.
她受到了诱惑，然后不幸地陷入了这种诱惑。
But the truth is that all of us that believe in Jesus also fall into temptation and sin. It's just that our sins usually aren't so obvious or final.
但的事实就是。我们所有相信耶稣的人都会陷入试探与罪恶，只是我们的罪通常不是那么的明显。
In the Bible, Abraham, Moses, Peter, David, Peter, and others are considered faithful followers of God, but they fell into temptation and sinned.
在圣经中，亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、彼得，其他人都被认为是神忠实的追随者，但他们也都陷入了罪，犯了罪。
Even though Christians believe in Jesus, we can still feel jealousy and bitterness.
即使基督徒相信耶稣，我们仍然会感到嫉妒或者是苦闷。
We can sometimes act selfishly, or we don't give God the time He deserves.
我们有时候会表现得很自私，或者是不给神他应有的时间。
Does that mean we lose our salvation every time that happens?
这是否意味着每次这样子事情发生，我们就失去了救赎？
No, because it's Jesus' power and Jesus' work that saves us.
不，因为那是耶稣的能力和耶稣的功拯救了我们。
If I save myself, I would be so scared.
如果我要自己来救自己，那我就很害怕。
I know I am weak and I know I fail, but I know Jesus is powerful and Jesus never fails.
我知道我自己是很软弱，我也知道我会失败，但我知道耶稣是强大的，耶稣从不失败。
You see, V believed in Jesus and trusted Jesus to save her because she knew she couldn't save herself.
V 也相信耶稣，相信耶稣会拯救她，因为她知道她无法拯救她自己。
She knew that she had struggles with mental health.
她也知道自己在心理健康这方面是挣扎的。
She knew she had ups and downs.
她知道她是有起伏的。
That's why she called Jesus to save her.
这就是为什么她也呼唤耶稣来拯救她。
For all of you that are worried about your own ability to live for God, you are the perfect candidate to trust in Jesus.
对于你们所有担心自己有没有能力为神而活的人来说，你们是相信耶稣的最佳人选。
The self-righteous Pharisees thought they were spiritually healthy and didn't need Jesus.
那些自以为是的法利赛人认为他们的灵命上是健康的，不需要耶稣。
But Jesus said, sick people need the doctor, not healthy people.
但耶稣说，生病的人是需要医生的，而不是那些健康的人。
Jesus came to heal spiritually sick people like you and me.
耶稣是来医治像你和我这样子灵命需要医治的人。
We are Christian because we know we are sick and weak and need to be saved.
我们是基督徒，因为我们知道我们自己是灵命上有弱点，需要被拯救。
So we cry out to God, Hosanna, save us, because we know that we can't save ourselves.
所以我们向神呼喊，何塞纳，拯救我们吧，因为我们知道我们无法拯救自己。
As we celebrate Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter, what are you celebrating?
当我们庆祝中树节、受难日、复活节时，你在庆祝的到底是什么
？Many celebrate Easter because it's a cultural tradition, or your parents drag you out.
很多人庆祝复活节是因为这是一个文化上的传统，或者是你的父母把你拉过来的。
I pray that if you have been weighed down by your sinfulness and imperfection, you will call on Jesus to save you and forgive your sins.
我祈祷，如果你一直被你的罪和不完美所拖累，你来呼唤耶稣去拯救你，并且宽恕你的罪。
I pray that if you have been struggling to be good enough for God, you will call on Jesus to save you and change you.
我祈祷，如果你一直在成为对神来说是一个完美的人而挣扎，你将呼唤耶稣来拯救你并改变你。
I pray that if you have been only following Jesus on the outside, you will call on Jesus to give you life on the inside.
我祈祷，如果你一直只是在外表上追求耶稣，你将呼唤耶稣在里面给你生命。
Which question is God putting on your heart?
神是把哪一个问题放在了你的心里
？What do you need to be saved from?
你需要从哪些方面去得到拯救
？Do your sins make you call out to Jesus to save you?
你的罪是否让你去呼唤耶稣来拯救你
？Or how can you call on Jesus this week?
本周你可以如何的呼唤耶稣？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy.
感谢你耶稣，感谢你的恩典与怜悯。
I know that I am unworthy of your love.
我知道我不配你的爱。
I deserve to be punished for all the things I've done against you and the people around me.
我知道我应该为对你和对我周围的人所做的所有的事情受到惩罚。
But you still love me and want to forgive me.
但你仍然爱我，并且想原谅我。
Thank you.
感谢你。
I pray that you will fill everyone with your love and mercy and grace.
我祈祷你用你的爱、怜悯与恩典充满每一个人。
I pray that anyone trying to live good enough to earn forgiveness will stop trying to earn your love and call on you to save them.
我祈求任何还在试图赢得宽恕的人不要再试图通过自己的做工并呼唤你来拯救他们。
I pray that anyone who has ignored their sins will bring them to you for forgiveness.
我祈求任何忽视自己罪的人将向你求得宽恕。
I pray that anyone struggling with deep problems like depression or suicide will go to you to find healing and hope.
我祈求任何在抑郁症或者是自杀等深层的问题上还挣扎的人会到你那里去寻找医治和希望。
Show us the people in our lives that need to know you, know that you love them and want to save them.
让我们也看到我们生活中那些需要你的爱来拯救的人。
Let our church cry out Hosanna, so the world will cry out Hosanna too.
让我们教会一起喊出何塞纳，这样世界也会喊出何塞纳。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.